Hope everybody's had a blessed Thanksgiving weekend. And I hope everybody's had time to, in all the busyness, to slow down and relax and reflect on what's truly important and what we're all thankful for. For a lot of us, the holidays are bittersweet. We enjoy the family we have and miss the ones that aren't with us. I shouldn't have done this because I'm going to make it tough. Bear with me. The last couple weeks have been rough. Two weeks ago tomorrow, I got one of those phone calls that we never forget. When I answered the phone, it was Matt Merrill, one of my best friends. And he asked if I'd heard about Weimer. Weimer's also named Matt. And these two guys probably are my closest friends outside of Lori and my brother. But Matt Weimer and Matt Merrill, we've done a lot together over the years. And they were a little bit, well, they are, were a little bit like big brothers to Natalie. She called them the Matt sisters. But Matt Weimer, he was a shoer and a veterinarian. He worked for me over the years before he became a vet. And then, even though he was a vet, we shoed some high-end show horses together and traveled to Florida and Kentucky, and we did a lot. And there's a point to all this, but you might have to be patient. Last Monday, 2 weeks ago Monday morning, a couple guys talked to Matt, and he was fine. Everything was good, and he was getting ready to go about his day. And then at 10 o'clock, he called his wife and said he had a horrible headache, and his speech was slurred, and he collapsed. When Matt called me, he said that Weimer had a stroke, and it didn't look good. Well, as it turned out, it was a hemorrhagic stroke, and he was gone instantly. But he was 39. Matt was, he was somewhere between a brother and a son to me. We did a lot together. I chewed his butt. But he was a mentor to me as a veterinarian, and I was the same to him as a shoer, and we were just friends. But after Matt Merrill called me and we hung up, the world slowed to a crawl. And I thought about how I hadn't been very present in Matt's life the last year or so. And I thought about the times I'd thought about calling him but was busy or didn't think I had time. And obviously that led to the regret and sadness about that. And it's kind of been a couple weeks of soul searching. And, you know, I asked myself, why did I do this? And some of it might have been procrastination. Some of it might have been I'm self-absorbed sometime. And then sometimes it's just busy. Ecclesiastes is one of the books of the Bible that often speaks to my soul when I'm searching. And and looking for some comfort about Matt, I landed on chapter 11. And we read verse 4 and 5. Verse 4 was, whoever watches the wind will not plant. Whoever looks at the clouds will not reap. That hit on my procrastination about not reaching out to Matt. Sometimes if we wait for the perfect time, we miss it. And we just need to do it. And verse 5 is, as you do not know the path of the wind or how the body is formed in a mother's womb, so you cannot understand the work of God, the maker of all things. That verse spoke to the struggle of trying to understand God's why. And the scripture that almost becomes cliche or overused is Romans 8:28, but it's always good. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. That verse is appropriate in this situation as well. Matt wanted to be an organ donor, and the list of people to whom he's given life is beautiful and long. But that's not the direction I want to go with this today. With this being Thanksgiving weekend, we've entered what is almost unarguably the busiest and most materialistic time of year for so many. Don't get me wrong, it's not all bad. There's school programs, family gatherings, church functions, office parties, gatherings, and the list is big. But then there's the stress of shopping and wondering what to get everyone and the busy calendar. Matt was notorious for running late, like a lot of horseshoers. But what became so obvious about Matt after he died was so much of the time he was running late was because he'd stopped to take the time to help someone else or touch someone else's life or help an animal. I've never seen such an outpouring on Facebook as what Matt received, and a lot of you wouldn't know that. I mean, it's a different circle, but just phenomenal. There may be 1,000 people at his wedding next week. And Matt loved blacksmithing, and he was super talented, and it was neat seeing all the pieces that he'd made for wedding gifts and graduation gifts and just gifts in general for his friends. Lamentations 3:25 and 26 says, the Lord is good to those whose hope is in him, to the one who seeks him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Maybe we need to slow down a little and check what our priorities are. So as we go into Christmas, and this may get a little, just bear with me. As we go into Christmas, one of the things that we see or we can see is the more we spend, the more we have to work. And that's just a fact of life, you know. We trade our time for money, and we have to look at what we're trading our time for as we go through life. So I looked for verses in the Bible that spoke to this, and Ecclesiastes 11:1 reads, ship your grain across the sea. After many days, you may receive a return. And 11:6 says, sow your seed in the morning, and at evening let your hands not be idle, for you do not know which will succeed, whether this or that, or whether both will do equally well. Those two verses represent a lot of work for a farmer. But then we read the flip side of that. Matthew 8:20 reads, and Jesus said to him, the foxes have holes, and the birds of the heaven have nests, but the Son of Man does not have a place where he may lay his head. This may be a little bit out of context when Jesus was talking to the teacher of the law. But the point is, Jesus wasn't tied down working to make a house payment. He was all on intention about fulfilling his purpose on earth. And I tried to do a little looking. Adam and Eve worked in the garden, but I couldn't see where they had possessions. So if somebody knows different, correct me. But the first I could get that they really had possessions was when they sowed their fig leaves because of sin. So we can draw that line, and if we get overly obsessed about possessions, that may be sin. So my question is, do we see our own mission in life? For most of us, there will come a time in life when we start examining our lives and questioning if we're living on purpose. And looking at this, and this started before Matt, but in looking at this, I kind of stumbled on the concept of minimalism. And I'll share a little bit about it with you, but Jesus probably was the ultimate minimalist. At its core, minimalism is about intentionality. It's a lifestyle that encourages living with less stuff, less stress, and less distraction. It's not about deprivation, but instead, minimalism is about making room for more freedom, more time, more discretionary income, more headspace, more peace, and more meaningful experiences. There's even a Christian radio station called Intentional Living that I've listened to some. But if we keep all this in mind, what a great way that would be able to live for Jesus. Matthew 6:34 says, "Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." Psalm 27:13-14 says, "I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord." Sometimes we may grow impatient with the uncertainty of our lives. We all know, I guess we're all taking comfort in the fact that we know Matt's with Jesus now. But, man, it was unexpected and uncertain for sure. Matt's family's a little interesting. They have a big ranch out southwest of Salina and cool house. Like, they could do a movie on this place. They have a bed and breakfast, and the house, they actually added on to it several times, and a lot of it's limestone, and it's just a cool place. And we've had a lot of horseshoeing stuff out there over the years, and it was kind of interesting. Like so often in life, a lot of us looked at their family and, you know, big ranchers, they ran 600 or 800 head of cows most of the time, and they were cowboys. They doctored on horseback, and just a cool story. But things have taken a turn for them. Matt's mom died unexpectedly this summer, and now Matt. And they're like, if you think of matriarchs and patriarchs, that was Matt's mom and dad on this family. But like so often when we look at something and envy it, it unravels, or it's not what we truly saw in the first place. And all of us see it, and our heart breaks for them, because they're going to have a tough struggle. So I don't know what that adds to this, but there is a legacy there, and we don't take our legacies with us when we go to the next chapter in life after we die, that's for sure, other than our legacy with Jesus. James 5, 7 and 8 says, "Be patient, therefore, brothers, until the coming of the Lord. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth, being patient about it until it receives the early and the late rains. You also be patient. Establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord is at hand." As we approach Christmas, let's keep in mind the greatest commandment shared in Matthew 22:37-39. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And this is second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. So, I don't know, my mom's harped at me on this over the years, but maybe instead of worrying about what we're going to buy somebody for a present, give them 2 hours of your time. We never know when we're going to get those calls. And Peyton called me yesterday, and he goes, "Dad, I was in a wreck." And he's fine. Both he may be a little sore today. But both trucks were trashed, and Peyton's is definitely ugly. A guy pulling a cargo trailer slid through a stop sign, and Peyton T-boned him. But that could have been a phone call. So we never know. So wait, but don't wait. Slow down and find time to find peace in the Lord. One thing I can tell you is don't wait to follow Jesus. Don't wait to commit your life to Him. If you haven't made that decision, I encourage you to do it today. If you feel God speaking to you, come up and talk to Jay or Stan or myself. And Mike's on vacation, but he'd probably talk to you too about that one. But I hope we all find peace as we head towards Christmas and go through it. And I hope we all remember that humble baby in a manger. Would you pray with me, please? Lord, we thank you for this day. And I thank you for this church, and I thank you for the blessing we all have of life. I thank you for your gift of Jesus that we're going to celebrate over the next month. You're a good God, even though sometimes we don't understand it, but we know ultimately there's a purpose. I ask that you'd comfort my friend's family, and I hope he's having fun up there. In Jesus' name, amen.